This is VOAU's The Arab Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Heavy fighting has started between Taliban fighters and anti-Taliban resistance forces based in the Panjshir Valley after talks between the two sides failed to resolve their differences. A resistance spokesman claims a Taliban offensive was repulsed, with the Taliban suffering heavy losses. After the fall of Kabul in mid-August, members of the Afghan security forces from across the country who felt betrayed by the surrender of their military leaders made their way to Panjshir to join the resistance. Taliban followers on social media claim the Taliban have taken over several areas previously controlled by the resistance forces. Each side blames the other for the failure of the talks between the two sides. France and Germany on Wednesday urged Iran to return rapidly to nuclear negotiations after a break in talks following Iranian elections in June. Paris demands an immediate restart amid Western concerns over Tehran's expanding atomic work. France's foreign minister told his newly appointed Iranian counterpart in a telephone call it was urgent for Tehran to return to the talks. This according to the French foreign ministry in a statement. A sixth round of indirect talks between Tehran and Washington was adjourned in June after hardliner Ibrahim Raisi was elected Iran's president. Raisi took office on August 5th. Since April, Iran and six powers have tried to work out how Tehran and Washington can both return to compliance with the nuclear pact, which former U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018. He then reimposed harsh sanctions on Tehran. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A White House spokesperson has told VOA the United States will begin moving 4 million doses of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine into Pakistan on Thursday to help with a surge in COVID-19 cases there due to the Delta variant of the virus. The doses will be sent through COVAX, the global vaccine sharing initiative led by the World Health Organization and several allied groups. The U.S. has already sent more than 9.2 million doses of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to Pakistan since June. Pakistan's national vaccination campaign has largely relied on Chinese vaccines, but the U.S. donations are helping officials overcome critical vaccine shortages. Pakistan has lost close to 26,000 lives to COVID-19 and is dealing with rampant infections from the Delta variant. Humanitarian organizations have been pushing for wealthy countries to donate even more doses. Hurricane Ida has left millions of residents in the southeastern U.S. state of Louisiana without electricity and clean running water. Eight electric transmission lines that feed the tourist city of New Orleans and much of southern Louisiana were damaged when Ida made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane Sunday along the state's coastline. One transmission tower fell into the Mississippi River. State authorities and the regional utility company said it could be as long as 30 days before power is fully restored. This raises concerns that residents without air conditioning will become ill from the area's late summer heat, which forecasters say could reach anywhere between 32 and 37 degrees Celsius. Schools are closed indefinitely, while many hospitals that are already filled with COVID-19 patients are functioning on emergency electric generators. Officials in New Orleans have opened up emergency centers around the city for residents to cool off, get food and water, and charge their mobile devices. Seven Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were sentenced Wednesday to lengthy jail sentences for taking part in an unauthorized protest in 2019. A district court judge handed down sentences from 11 to 16 months for the defendants, all of them male, for taking part in a massive demonstration in October 2019. The demonstration came at the height of anti-government protests triggered by a controversial extradition bill. All but one of the defendants were already serving jail time on other illegal assembly charges. The 2019 demonstrations prompted Beijing to approve a sweeping national security law for Hong Kong last year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.